Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Doug Deacon and Jim Donovan right here on 92.3 The Fan, the home of the Browns. Network coverage starts at 3:50 tomorrow. And Deke is in Indianapolis, and of course he's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and it is always an honor and pleasure to have one of my favorite Browns of all time, Doug Deacon, to join us. Hi, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing fine, but you got to raise the bar.
No. The bar will always be you. I just want you to know that.
You're going to keep it low, Deke.
Deke, any rumors that you've been fighting the broadcast crew from the Colts just to get prepared for tomorrow's game?
No, but I tell you what, this complex they got is just unbelievable. It's like 400 acres. It's the Wally World of sports complexes. I mean, they've got, I think they had 26 baseball fields there. They had 7 synthetic fields, 3 indoor soccer fields, 8 basketball courts, 31 multi-purpose fields. I mean, it is gigantic. You had to take a golf cart from the field house over to the practice field or you're going to be about 10 minutes late.
Wow. Now, is that their regular training facility or are they just doing this because the Browns
No,
are...
that's their regular training facility, okay. I believe. It's about probably 40 miles north of downtown Indianapolis.
Deke, I was there this summer for some baseball stuff. It's phenomenal. Wouldn't you love to see something like that in Northeast Ohio?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you just got to find 400 acres to do it with.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
That's half of Phelps' estate, so you're good to go.
Doug, we keep hearing more and more, and arguments on both sides of it, and you're the perfect guy to ask this, about preseason football, about practicing with other teams and the whole thing. You know, when you played, guys were working other jobs. You're not training year-round like guys are today. Is all of that stuff as essential as it used to be? And should it be continued?
I think, you know, when they cut down from 6 to 4 exhibition games, that's about the time that the off-season training started with, you know, a lot of the pro teams. And, you know, you can get a lot of things in. And I think, you know, guys used to come to training camp to get into shape in the old days when you had the off-season job, as opposed to the day where when you come to training camp, unless your name's Antonio Callaway, you're in shape.
Wow. Good point.
Hey, I'm just going by what the coaches say.
Hey, are we concerned about OBJ and hip issues? Is that what it is, hip?
No, I don't think we're concerned. I think, you know, they know what he can do, and it'd be nice. Maybe, you know, hopefully next week we'll get some reps with Baker, you know, in the offense. But for the most part, I think, you know, there's not a concern.
Doug Deacon joining us. So you're rolling out a team against the Colts tomorrow. I kind of like the fact that Freddie, and I know everybody wants to hide guys in the preseason, don't play your starters and all that. He's not put his starters on ice, Deke, whether it be in practice or whether it be here against the Colts, whether it be in the first preseason game. How much do you think they're going to play tomorrow, and are you okay with the amount that the first-teamers have been exposed?
I think, you know, I would hope they'd play maybe 2 or 3 series tomorrow. And, you know, it's such a different world because you got to evaluate the bottom of your roster to see who you're going to have in regards to those final maybe 6 or 7 spots. And the only way you can find out, you know, to get your depth is by playing them in the preseason. And, you know, that's where a lot of kids, you know, flash. And, you know, they've got some places that, you know, they're trying to, you know, find out who's going to fit in. And I think, you know, the offensive line is the obvious one where they're not sure who the right guard is. And then also just as important, I think, is who the swing tackle is going to be because, you know, as it is right now, nobody has really stepped up and, you know, grabbed that position.
What do you think of Drew Forbes? You talked about the right guard, but now it sounds like the carousel of right guards continues on.
Yeah, it continues on. And, you know, Drew Forbes is, you know, a draft pick that, you know, he's just got to – you got to see him in game action. And, you know, Austin Corbett, they played him probably about three-quarters of the game last week. So, you know, they want to find out whether or not he's going to be able to you know, what's his position going to be first, and is he going to be the backup or the starting right guard? You know, and I think, you know, right now they have him playing a lot of center because, you know, having that backup center is, you know, it's you know, important part of your season. And with, you know, JC sucking it up last year and playing on that high ankle sprain all season long, you need a plan B.
Doug, you think the starting right guard's on the team right now? Whoever that's going to be?
I tell you what, I think they hope he is, but just knowing John Dorsey, if he's not, there will be somebody coming in.
Yeah, well, Jeff and I were talking about that. Like, we would not be shocked if after the fourth preseason game they found somebody who might be expendable, who's got significant time in the NFL that you could trade for to try to and how hard is it to jump into it? Let's say they do that, and we've seen this before. You know, you pick up a guy after the fourth preseason game. Now you're in the first preseason game, and you're asking a guy to start. How difficult is that?
Well, that's difficult if you're trying to learn the offense and, you know, get accompanied to the guy that you're going to be playing next to, because that's, you know, it's not just learning the position. It's, you know, learning how to play next to the guy that's lined up next to you, because some guys set shorts, you know, in pass protection. Some guys, you know, like to play a little softer. And, you know, if you're not on the same page, then all of a sudden, you know, teams start running X games and they're getting penetration on you because, you know, one guy's playing soft and the other guy's trying to stone the guy. You have to get a feel for the guy next to you.
Doug Deacon joining us. He's in Indianapolis. Browns getting ready to take on the Colts tomorrow night, 4 o'clock actually is the starting time. Deke, now that Baker Mayfield has settled in, and I love his brash attitude, can you stay that brash as a starting quarterback in the NFL, or do you have to reel it back in, or how does that play with your teammates?
It's kind of like the coach. You know, you are what you are. And, you know, Freddie, he doesn't pretend to be anything other than Freddie. And I think that's the way Baker is. And I think that's why the relationship is so good, because, you know, you do your thing, I'll do my thing, and hopefully we'll win this thing together. And I think, you know, there's a great sense between respect between the two of them. And obviously with Baker, you know, with Freddie calling the plays, you know, he's very comfortable with that. And, you know, Ryan Lindley also is in the equation, the quarterback's coach, because, you know, he's the guy that's on with Baker on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, Ryan was trained by Brian Sipe at San Diego State. And, you know, Brian just, you know, can't say enough about how, you know, Brian handled him.
Deke, we were discussing this yesterday about what kind of playing time does Kareem Hunt need here in the preseason? And I'll say the same for Antonio Callaway, because you know they're not going to be there for the first month or 2 months of the season. And how important is it to get Hunt reps here, or do you balance that out with, you know, risk management on trying not to get him hurt? Or how should you approach Kareem Hunt and the significant time that how much should he play?
Well, I think he should, you know, play, you know, a couple, two, three quarters at least. And, you know, he's been out there, and, you know, you can see why, you know, John Dorsey, you know, kind of went out on a limb and signed him. And, you know, so far Kareem has been good. But, you know, you've got 8 weeks that you're not going to be playing. And it's really unfortunate that, you know, the league doesn't let him stay with the team, because besides the supervision that you get when you're around the team and all that, also, the worst thing that you can do to a player is make him practice and not let him play.
Doug, I'm looking forward to, maybe more than anything else, tomorrow night, seeing if Mac Wilson can follow it up, seeing if Taki Taki can continue to be as active as Greedy Williams making that next step. There's some young guys on this defense who, by the time this thing's over and done with, might be threatening starters for positions. Would you agree?
Well, yeah, but Taki, he had a little bit of a leg injury. He didn't practice here a couple of days, so I don't know how much we'll see of him tomorrow. But Mac Wilson, I mean, for a young football player to read the routes like he did and make the two interceptions in the first game, you know, he's shown something that you're sitting there and you want to get, you know, see more of. And I think, you know, we'll see a lot of Mac Wilson tomorrow, and, you know, hopefully he can follow it up with another good game.
Do you think the Colts knew what was coming? I'm reading some of the stuff that it seems like Indianapolis didn't think there would be many fights over the last 2 days, and that maybe Freddie was pushing the guys a little bit harder, especially in day two. Do you think they weren't on the same page for these practices?
No, I think, you know, the first day you kind of go out and you feel each other out. And then, you know, I think, you know, the Browns kind of took it to them the first day. And then, you know, I'm sure Frank Reich, you know, got all over his team. And now they got a little feisty. And, you know, that's when the fights break out. So, you know, you have a feeling out process. And then, you know, you get your nose shoved in the dirt. You know, you're going to try to fight back. And there was probably maybe a half a dozen fights yesterday. You know, unfortunately, they lost one of their players. He broke his leg, Darice Fountain. And I think we've only had one injury, and that was Devereaux Lawrence. And I think he's going to be okay, though.
Did you ever have any of – fight in any of these mixed team practices, Deke?
No. There's
really?
Enough energy you got to save for the regular season. But, you know, we did it against Buffalo, and, you know, you'd go there and you'd do your drills. Then you'd have your scrimmage, and you know, it was just another day at the office. And you know, I think, you know, sometimes it's those guys that are really fighting for a roster spot that, you know, get frustrated, and when they get frustrated, you know, that's when the fights begin.
Deke, we look forward 3:50 tomorrow. Network coverage starts of the Colts and Browns, and we're looking forward to hearing your golden tones tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Doug.
All right, Deke.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.